This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Tulsi Gabbard, she's a liberal Democrat congresswoman, but guess what? She has more common sense than a lot of rhino Republicans, and she's on our side on a lot of issues. Here's a couple of tweets from Tulsi Gabbard today. The Durham investigation makes clear that Hillary Clinton and the power elite spied on the Trump campaign and the Trump White House, undermining our democracy, launching us into a new Cold War, endangering America and the world. Clinton and her warmongers must be held accountable. And then she put out a second one. The German investigation has shown that the biggest threat to our democracy is not some foreign country, but rather the power elite led by the likes of Hillary Clinton and her co-conspirators in the mainstream media and security state who work to undermine our democracy from within. Great job, Tulsi Gabbard. Great job. According to recent reports, Hillary Clinton is at the center of the Russiagate scandal, and special counsel John Durham has got her in the crosshairs. And so lots of indictments supposedly coming, but I just don't get it. This guy is so slow and so methodical, like a turtle, like a tortoise, that he could have done this before the election a year ago. And it's now a year after the election. It's over a year after the election. And he's just now getting around to indicting people and bringing out the greatest scandal in the history of American politics, spying on the president and spying on an opposing presidential campaign. This is huge, and he's just coming up now a year after the election. He couldn't have come up with this before, come out with this before the election. I mean, seriously. So, I don't know. It's just crazy. First you assume he's not on your side, and then you find out, you know, he's going to unearth the biggest scandal ever, but he does it, you know, at the wrong time. CNN, a little bit of good news. Scandal plagued CNN records worst ratings in 7 years. CNN only averaged 444,000 viewers in, I guess that's prime time, right? From February 7th to 13th. Oh, no, that's just the whole day. They averaged 444,000 viewers. Even during prime time broadcast, the network averaged only 491,000 viewers. Fox News trounces CNN ratings by 385%, with Tucker Carlson garnering an average of 3.5 million viewers in Fox's primetime slot. The left-wing network has lost 90% of its viewers in the past year amidst the network's constant stream of deceptive news coverage and all their scandals. On Monday, the network began running a paid advertisement featuring content from China's state-run media agency. The Chinese Communist ad, titled "A Winter Sporting Event Like No Other," highlights the Olympic events and Chinese efforts to make the environment even greener. As a grand gesture of sustainable intent, the iconic Olympic torch will burn hydrogen for its flame, according to the ad. Meanwhile, the network's completely ignored human rights abuses by Olympic athletes who have been dragged off to isolation in Chinese quarantine facilities. It's really very, very sad, and it has to do with two people that are both very much in my orbit, Jeff Zucker and Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo had the owner of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, as a guest on his TV show, and so did Don Lemon right after Chris Cuomo. They both had him on their show in one night in, I think it was July or August of 2019. And the two of them on the air lobbied that Chris Ruddy of Newsmax should fire Wayne Allyn Root. On the air, they lobbied to ruin my career. and there was no excuse. They lied. They slandered me. They just don't like me because of my politics, and they tried to get me fired, which just goes to show you that, you know, when you're over the target, that's when the flak becomes heaviest. Chris Cuomo's a scumbag and a sexual abuser and a sexual harasser, and he's got the nerve to criticize Wayne Root because he doesn't like my opinions. Well, screw you. There's all kinds of articles about all the things, the bad things this guy's done to women. And then we've got Jeff Zucker, who, if you weren't with me last week, I mentioned to President Trump on the air live that Jeff Zucker ruined my career at CNBC, took away two shows from me. I was supposed to be the star of the entire network in 2004 or so. And he canceled both shows on me before they started because he found out about my politics and didn't want a Republican on his network. He was chairman of NBC and didn't want a Republican on CNBC. So you're talking about such bad, bad people, and they've driven CNN into the ground, and nobody's watching anymore. All right, here's that article I was telling you about. Confirmed, COVID vaccine vials definitely contain graphene oxide. Scientists in the United Kingdom recently conducted a forensic exam into the contents of Wuhan coronavirus vaccines, leading them to discover that the mystery fluid is loaded with graphene oxide. These graphene nanomaterials are capable of penetrating the body's natural barriers, including the blood-brain barrier. This can damage the central nervous system and internal organs, as well as destroy blood health, trigger cancer, and cause permanent changes to gene function. They're not saying it, but I'm sure it triggers heart attacks and strokes. A British medical practitioner who was damaged by vaccines herself came forward back in December to assist in the investigation. The aim was to determine whether earlier evidence of graphene oxide in the vials could be verified a second time, which it was. By the way, a Spanish news outlet confirmed that COVID vaccine vials contain up to 99% graphene oxide. So this doctor, who was damaged by vaccines, seized an injection vial from a refrigerator housed in the surgery center where she works. She gave it to an independent investigator who helps with investigating cases related to injuries caused by vaccines. Since that time, additional vials were obtained for analysis as well. Now the research covers the three main COVID jam manufacturers in England, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. Final report was presented to the police involved with the UK criminal case number 602-9679/21, which the authors say constitutes more than enough reasonable suspicion, if not verifiable evidence, that serious indictable offenses have been committed with regard to the administration of these experimental treatments. The report contains the toxicology reports of injection vials that have been forensically examined, with findings that provide, they say, more than enough grounds for the police to apply for the Police and Criminal Evidence Act 1984 warrant and seize injection vials for themselves. It turns out none of the aforementioned COVID injection manufacturers list graphene or carbon-related nanostructures in the form of carbon or graphene composites in their ingredients list. They also failed to mention the presence of graphene in association with polyethylene glycol, graphene oxide, iron oxide, and calcite. Yet all of these ingredients and more were identified in the vials, proving contamination, if not the deliberate poisoning, of people with metallic chemicals. Here are some of the mystery ingredients identified in these vaccines, these COVID vaccines, these deadly COVID vaccines. Graphene nano ribbons coated with polyethylene glycol, graphene composite form 1, graphene composite form 2, microcrystalline calcite with carbonaceous inclusions, graphene nano form with and without fluorescence, graphene nano objects, graphene nano scrolls. Wow. I mean, this is incredible. This is the crap you're putting in your body, and no wonder people are dropping dead. And as it runs through your body, how many more will drop dead over the next 3 years? And then here's another incredibly damaging bullseye of an article. COVID vaccines cause AIDS. Here is the proof. Evidence continues to mount showing that the COVID vaccines are causing recipients to develop AIDS. And basically, all AIDS means is you have no immune system anymore. That's what AIDS did. It killed people's immune systems. And that's what the vaccines evidently do. COVID-19 vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or VAIDS, appears to be one of the more serious long-term adverse effects caused by the COVID vaccines. In essence, the shots are destroying people's immune systems over time, leaving them prone to infections of all kinds. How long have I been telling you this? I never used the word AIDS. I didn't want to. But it does the same thing as AIDS. It destroys your immune system a little bit each week, a little bit each month, until finally about a year, year and a half later, you have no immune system anymore. So it is incredible. A vaccine, let's see, it's not so much the effectiveness of the injections waning over time, as some claim, but rather the immune system performance wanes over time. Fauci flu shots act as a grim reaper for the immune system. The effectiveness of the jabs is negative in terms of immune protection. The data shows that immune function undergoes a net reduction post-injection. A vaccine effectiveness of positive 50% would mean that the fully vaccinated are 50% more protected against COVID than the unvaccinated, reports the Daily Exposé. In other words, the fully vaccinated have an immune system that is 50% better. But a vaccine effectiveness of negative 50% would mean that the unvaccinated were 50% more protective against COVID than the fully vaccinated. In other words, the immune system performance of the vaccinated is 50% worse than the natural immune system of the unvaccinated. Therefore, COVID vaccines have damaged the immune system. The average double-injected person has just 35% of their immune function remaining. The UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, publishes a weekly vaccine surveillance report containing 4 weeks' worth of data on cases, hospitalizations, and death by jab status. And these reports continue to show the worst-off folks are the ones who are most fully vaccinated. The report shows, the latest report shows, the case rate is lowest among the unvaccinated and highest among the vaccinated. And the triple jab population is seeing double the rate of cases compared to the unvaccinated population. This data alone should deeply concern even the most avid vaccine advocates. Wow. The Pfizer vaccine's effectiveness formula found the real-world effectiveness of the jabs is negative 183%. People are losing their entire immune system to these vaccines. Scary stuff.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better and the painful finger sticks and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Jesse Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance of Nature.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back to Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. That's what you get from me, Raw and Unfiltered. A bombshell report is out. Insurance companies increase U.S. mortality expectations by 300,000 due to the COVID jab. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the powers that be have told us to follow the science. Perhaps a better indicator of what's really happening would be to follow the money. And if you really want to get an accurate view, the money to follow is life insurance, because they know more about death than anyone. It's what they do. Right? Life insurance actuaries study death. And it was reported in January about the insurance executive quote admitting there was an inexplicable 40% increase in death in 2021. They tried to walk that back, but the cat was out of the bag. It's since been verified as true because every single insurance company has the same issue. Summation of major insurance company policy loss ratios, meaning death claims, in the fourth quarter versus a couple of years ago. Unum is up 36% deaths. Lincoln up 57% deaths. Prue, I guess that's Prudential, up 41%. RGA up 21%. Hartford up 32%. MetLife up 24%. Eye-opening, to say the least. Fourth quarter of 2021, disastrous amount of deaths all around the world. And additionally, there was a meeting of various insurance industry executives. They did a reinsurance deal for a high face amount of individual policies that would look like very bad economics for them. And someone said, why would you do that deal? And the answer was, I could speculate why they did this deal. The deal looks bad now, but a year or two from now, it may look like a genius move. They actually think there's going to be 300,000 excess deaths caused by, they call it COVID and indirect COVID. So they're not saying it's the jab, but it's the jab, is what this insurance executive is saying. The insurance companies may not be willing to say it out loud, but they're preparing for it behind the scenes. And then after this portion of the interview, Dowd continued by noting corroborating evidence in the funeral home industry. They, too, are seeing dramatic increase in deaths in the United States. And, you know, I'm sure the government would like you to believe it's all because of COVID and long COVID, but it's non-COVID deaths, meaning it's heart attacks, it's strokes, it's blood clots, it's multi-organ failure. And, of course, there's a dramatic increase in cancer. And we know that from the DOD, the Department of Defense, which is the perfect petri dish. You know, all the young people in the military are separate from the rest of the American population. If you just look at the military and young people in the military, cancer's up 300% since the jabs were injected into their bodies. Incredible numbers. Before I get to more on this, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, the highest quality in the world. And they've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply, small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. That's their website, gosonsofliberty.com. Gosonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Alaroot. WAR15, you get 15% off forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com and use the code WAR15 to get 15% off. So here's another fascinating article, a recurring fountain of revenue. FDA executive admits Biden is planning annual shots, including toddlers. This is a Food and Drug Administration executive, Christopher Cole, caught on undercover camera by Project Veritas, where he revealed that his agency plans to announce annual COVID vaccines will become official policy. Cole indicates the annual COVID-19 shots aren't just probable, they are certain. When pushed on how he knows it'll become policy, he says, from everything I've heard, the FDA are not going to not approve it. The drug companies, the food companies, they pay us millions of dollars a year. It's a reoccurring fountain of revenue. And if they can, they'll get every person required at an annual vaccine. That is a reoccurring return of money going into their company. They're all approved under an emergency just because it's not as impactful as some of the other approvals when it has to be thought this is really an emergency for kids. It's all a scam. The worst scam, get-rich-quick scam in world history.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal government's airport and airplane mask mandate is facing a lawsuit from Texas. The state's attorney general releasing a statement accusing President Biden of having repeated disregard for the individual liberties of Texans. He also suggested Biden has been acting above the law. The door continues to be open for diplomacy with Russia, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to reporters, adding that Russia could attack Ukraine at any time. Psaki saying on Wednesday the U.S. has been in touch with allies and oil suppliers about how a Russian invasion may affect global energy prices.
We engaging with our partners around the world about ensuring supply meets demand is part of our objective from here as well.
The Dow losing 55 points to close at 34,934. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, Wayne Ellerud, welcome back. Bad to the bone. That's how you beat the Democrats. Got to be bad to the bone. Got to be a badass. And that's what we try and promote here on the show. Time to get rough. time to get strong. It's tangible investments is strong. It's one of the ways to get strong, by the way, is knowing the inflation that's coming. Do you know that there's an expert predicting gas will be $7 a gallon? And my buddy Jared, who lives in Los Angeles, sent me a photo today of gas pumps near the LAX airport, Los Angeles airport. And the gas is $5.50 a gallon. Here in Vegas, it's $3.50. $5.50 in L.A. And experts will say it's going to $7. How do you beat inflation? Because we know it's here big time. We know it's here to stay. We know it's really 20%, not 7 or 8%. Because gas prices are up 58%. Energy is up 33%. Grocery prices up through the roof. And none of those are included in the inflation index. So the real number is in the 20s. Inflation is 20%. It's raging. Thank you, Joe Biden. You're a moron. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. That's how you protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions with a B in transactions. Call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. They will guarantee you the lowest prices and the best customer service on planet Earth when you say war. For Wade Allen Root, you're a fan of Wade Root, and they will take care of you. Call Tangible now. My buddies, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. So we've got our guest here. Vince Ellison is a best-selling author. His new book, 25 Lies, Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies, and How to Refute Them. He's a former Republican candidate for Congress in South Carolina. His name is Vince Ellison, and he's with us right now. Hey, Vince, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, man, it is an honor. I'm a fan. I've followed you for a very long time. It's an honor and a privilege to talk with you.
All right. Well, thank you, Vince. Great to have you on the phone. Your book, it is called 25 Lies. It exposes the lies of the Democrat Party. What are the biggest lies of the Democrats?
Well, man, let me tell you a little something about myself first. I was born on a cotton plantation in Hayward County, Tennessee. My father was a sharecropper. He brought us out of poverty through the insurance industry, and we lived a pretty good middle-class life. And I went to college, and after that, I worked in a prison for 5 years. And I saw what the Democrat Party had done to black people. I thought we had overcome, but it was a lie. And when I started asking these people, when I went to the black intelligentsia and started asking them why these young black men being locked up in such astronomical numbers, you know, this was during the time of the Clinton crime bill and Biden.
Right,
crime.
Right.
Of course, they said it was because of a bunch of rich white Republicans that hate black people, right? So I left my post in the prison system and went down to the ghettos to try to help these people. I saw something very curious. I saw no rich white Republicans down there in the ghetto. Matter of fact, you see a leprechaun before you saw one. But what I did see was a bunch of black Democrats, and I called them the Iron Triangle. That was my first book. Most black preachers, most black politicians, and most black civic organizers. And their job, they were conduits to make sure that the black people voted for the Democratic Party. They were the descendants of old household class from the slave system and the Jim Crow system. And so my first book was about them, and then I wrote my second book, 25 Lies, to expand on it, to tell all these good Christian black people and white people who still vote for the Democratic Party how they've been lied to, but also to tell conservatives how to exploit these lies. Because I don't know about you, Wayne, I am tired of being called, you know, out of my name, Uncle Tom, you, a white supremacist or racist, by some of the evilest, nastiest, dirtiest, right, low-downest people walking the face of the earth.
Exactly.
And the declarative statement in my book, when I started out, I say, since its inception in 1800, because of slavery, Jim Crow, socialism, and the Confederacy, the Democrat Party has been the evilest institution on the face of this earth. They have done nothing but try to destroy this nation, and they've used the black people as the tip of the spear to do it. So that number one lie, the first lie that I put, is a lie that they say that white conservatives is the enemy of black people. That is a lie. The white liberal Democrat is the greatest enemy of everybody in America, and he's triply the enemy of black America.
You know, Vince,
he wants to make sure the black... I'm sorry, go ahead, Wayne.
No, I've interrupted because I just want to say how proud I am of you, because that's what I say on this show all the time, that I went to Columbia University with a bunch of all-white liberals, right? There were no blacks. It was all liberals, mostly Jewish, by the way, and right. I happen to be Jewish, but all white liberals, and I always say white liberals are the enemy of the United States. I really almost never meet black people who hate white people. I never meet Hispanic people who hate white people, but I meet white liberals who hate themselves all the time. White liberals are the enemy, so you and I think exactly alike. Bravo, my friend.
Yeah, brother, and they're filled with hatred. And what they do is they whisper in the ear of the black community. They've resegregated it in these majority black districts. And Harvard did a study that said that the schools now are more segregated than they were than before Brown versus Board of Education. The Washington Post did a story on June 4th, 2020 that said there hadn't been any narrowing in the wealth gap between black and white people since 1968. The black family has been decimated. Black economic system decimated. Black church is apostate. Black schools are the worst schools in the Western Hemisphere. And it's all because of white liberal Democrats and a House Negro of Iron Triangle people down in the ghettos telling black folks a lie. And the lie is that America has not crossed over into its post-racial climate that it is in. That you can make it in America based on merit. If you're willing to work and put your back into it, you can have anything you want. It goes back to the scriptures, Wayne. When Cain was angry because God wouldn't take his offering, but he took his brother Abel's offering. And God said, Cain, why are you angry? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if not, sin waits at the door to conquer you, but you must conquer it. That is the key to the whole thing, Wayne. That's the whole ball of wax. If you do well, will you not be accepted? You and I got to saw Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre with billions of people applauding them at the Super Bowl the other day. Why? Because they were street trash.
Insulting, right?
N-word,
insulting.
W-word, B-word.
Insulting. I was disgusted by the whole thing.
But
and you got to understand, Vince.
But guess why they were accepted? They had done well. They had made
Vince, you there?
It's a human condition.
Oh.
That they hate people, their complaints and pity. But people that do well will be accepted, and that's the key to it all.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, I grew up in an all-black town called Mount Vernon, New York, right on the Bronx borderline. Went to an all-black middle school, went to all-black high school. I was the one white kid in these schools. And, you know, I got to tell you, when I watched that halftime show, I was disgusted because, to me, it has nothing to do with black. You could be a white thug. You could be a black gentleman. It's got nothing to do with black or white. I saw a bunch of thugs celebrating thug culture, celebrating Compton thug culture. I thought it was disgusting. Let's hear your perspective.
Yeah, man, and what it did, as me and my wife said, then watched it. You know, Wayne, I'm 58 years old. So I told her, I said, see, when this stuff came out in the 90s, it didn't affect you and I. But this culture behind us that's burning the streets, that are filled with hatred, envy, pride, and strife, I said, this sick music affected them in a very negative way. See, my wife's generation, my wife's an attorney, and I, my brothers and sisters, we've done well in America. And we look at this past culture and say, man, what happened to you guys, right? What are y'all mad about? I mean, hell, I was born on a cotton plantation and I ain't mad. What are you guys angry about? And I started researching it, and I went to the Little Rain Motel. I heard Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream speech. And I'd heard that speech 1,000 times. Like Thomas Wolfe said, you can see a thing 1,000 times before you see it once. And I heard King say something that brought it all in perspective for me. He said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. That's a lie. I was born free. According to John Locke, my freedom is an unalienable right given to me as a gift from God. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. But King put it in the heads of these children that you have to go to white America for your freedom. There's another story that King said. Larry King told this story. He said it was his favorite interview. Martin Luther King Jr. was trying to integrate a hotel in 1961 down in Tallahassee, Florida. The clerk wouldn't give him, you know, the room. They called the police. Mm. When the police came, they asked King what he wanted. King said, my dignity. Now, see, I hate that story because that story implies that a white man can give me my dignity or any man can give me my dignity. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Nobel Prize laureate, Ivy League educated, the most powerful black man in America, and let a $2 clerk take his dignity. What Muhammad Ali said, you can take anything from me, but you can't take my dignity. Why? Because it's mine. These ideas planted a lie in the heads of black and white America. And this is the seeds of critical race theory. This is the seeds of black discontent. This is the seeds of envy, pride, jealousy, and hatred that the Democratic Party plants into the heads of all Americans. And they make them fight and hate one another. And this is why this party has a visceral effect on me. Because I see the great people that they are destroying every day of my life as I walk through America. And I see young children taught to be hateful. NAACP telling them right now that they're supposed to grow up, they're supposed to protest. No, no, they're not supposed to take care of their family to get a job. They're supposed to protest. See, this is what the Democrat Party does. They tell this lie that racism is the biggest problem here in America. No, it's not. It's black male cowardice. It's black men burning up their neighborhoods. Black men leaving their children. They were cowards in the 1800s when they allowed the Ku Klux Klan to come in and take their freedom. Your freedom is given you by God. You're supposed to protect it with your life. Nonviolence is not a Christian virtue. Non-aggression is. That's another lie. So 25 lies, take these lies, and I'll rip them apart. And
hey, Vince.
Conservatives to buy this book, so they can use it as a weapon to defend themselves.
Vince, I'm just interrupting you because the music's on and we got to take a break, but I enjoy you so much. Let's keep you for another segment. Can you give me about 5 minutes? We'll come right back with
you. Let's do it, man.
All right. Vince Ellison, best-selling author, his new book, 25 Lies, Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies and How to Refute Them. He's a former Republican candidate for Congress in South Carolina. He is African-American, and he is a good man. We'll be right back with Vince Ellison. I'm Wayne Ellerin. See you in a sec.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Raw.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the Roots. Hey, Dave sent a nice note about my guest, Vince Ellison, how much he likes him. And then Michael just sent an email. War, I love this guy. He reminds me of you and me. So he's made a good impression. Vince Ellison, his first appearance on the Wayne on the Roots show. My fans love him. By the way, it's just like a major Fortune 500 company. They all seem to think that one letter or one email is equal to like 5,000-10,000 people. So I assume the same thing. When two people go out of their way to write an email celebrating my guest, I assume that that means thousands of people think the same thing, but most of them never get around to sending an email. So good news for Vince. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business will help you. And my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or even just evaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievably historically low interest rates, but you have to act now. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. The phone number is 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Now, you have a friend in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian are your buddies because they're my buddies, and when you say war, Wayne Root sent you. You got them as yours. Mike and Brian, fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE. All right, we're back with Vince Ellison. Vince, my fans like you, man. That's a good thing.
But, man, I figured they would because, you know, I love you, and I know that your fans like you, they'll like me because we kind of think alike.
Yes, well, we bring the passion. It's not how you think. I have lots of guests who think like you and me, but they're boring, you know? They're not high energy. And you bring the passion. You and I bring the passion. Maybe because I went to an all-black middle school and high school, you and I have that thing going on where we bring the passion, man. But let me just ask you.
Well, it's also, Wayne, the fact that you're Jewish and I'm African-American, and we've had to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Against, you know, in the midst of our people all the time. Knowing that they're wrong, but your people are strong and passionate just like mine. And you got to be a strong man to stand up against them. You got to be. You got to be.
They've definitely got a lot of opinions. You put 100 Jews in a room, you know what you get? About 300 opinions. There's a lot of opinions with the Jewish people. So let's talk about your book. You came on to talk about 25 lies. Just give me a little summary. What are the biggest lies of the Democrat Party?
Well, the first one I have, the biggest lie, is that you won't be held accountable by God. It's just politics. They think that there's some type of separability between your vote and how God is going to view you in the afterlife. I'm telling them, no, if you're voting and you know the guy you're voting for is saying, if I get in office, I'm going to use my power to kill babies. You're complicit in murder. Make your peace with it. Just like with Hitler, if you're telling Germans, if you put me in power, I'm going to kill the Jewish people. I mean, you say, okay, let's do it. You cannot say you're not complicit in murder. The guy comes to your house, says, hey, man, I need to borrow your gun. What do you want it for? I'm going to kill John across the street. Here's the gun. When they find out you gave him that gun, knowing he was going to kill somebody with it, the police are going to arrest you, and you're going to be tried for capital murder. This is what I'm telling people. You're voting for a party that is an evil party that is using their power to commit murder, to castrate little boys and call them little girls, that are trapping children in failing public schools, that are allowing a sex trafficking across the border and fentanyl and drugs that are killing people in the streets of America. That's the first one. That's the most important. The other one is that guns are bad. No, guns are not bad. Guns are good. Believe me, the first thing they did after the Civil War was they tried to disarm the free black people. Why? Because they wanted to subjugate them. You know the story, right? I got to tell you.
And same thing in Nazi Germany.
Yes, everywhere you find a large group of black people in the inner city, what's the first thing they want to do? They want to take their guns away. Because once they disarm them, they can control them, no problem. Another lie. School slavery is good. School choice is bad. After this COVID year, these past two COVID years, we've seen how the public educational system views the parent. They hold them in utter contempt. The teachers' unions control public education. Not the parent, not the children, not the government. The teachers' unions control them. And the teachers' unions tell everybody what they were going to do. So anybody that's running for school choice, I don't care if it's a Democrat. If they say we're going to allow you to have school choice, you need to vote for them. Because I'm telling you, the way the public school system is now, trying to indoctrinate children with this LGBTQ crap, trying to kick God out of everything, the critical race theory, we need to understand that parents that believe in freedom and parents that believe in any type of religion need to get their children out of public education as quickly as they possibly can. And if you can get somebody in there that's going to support school choice, you vote for them and get them in there.
Agreed, 100%. I homeschooled my four children, got them out. They were never in a public school one day in their lives. And my oldest one went from homeschool to Harvard, a hell of a story. So never in a classroom in her life until the first day she got in class at Harvard. There aren't too many stories like that one in the world. So pretty cool stuff. Hey, Vince, the music's on.
Man.
Music's on. That means we got to run. Enjoyed having you on. Really did. We're going to have you back again real soon. Make you a regular guest.
Time, okay? Thank you, man.
Vince Ellison, best-selling author. New book, 25 Lies About the Democrat Party and How You Refute Those Lies. Former Republican candidate for Congress in South Carolina. Good man. Like his energy. Like his personality. And like his passion. Vince Ellison. We'll have him back again soon. Thank you, Vince. God bless. Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be back for hour number three in just a second. Can't wait. See you soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.